Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I tell you, we are living in a time that nobody will believe. I don't think that we can stop what's happening today. God can, but we can't. I don't know how many people know where Barron County, Michigan is, or where Benton Harbor, Michigan is. Nobody will believe what has been happening here for maybe the last 30, 40 years. There's no such thing as justice here. And I tell you this, it's not just here, it's all over the country. I have never been to a place where the jury is always all white. Never. There's always one or two blacks on the jury around the country, but not here. Even today, they purposely do not allow any black folks on the jury. But here's where they make a mistake. See, black people, they like to agree with white folks, even though they might be wrong. Black people like to agree, not all, but most. They like to agree with white folks. I don't know whether they think that makes them smarter or whatever. I also discovered, a white friends and stuff like that, they're not as smart as you think they are. You see, but what we have done, we have put these people on a pedestal, which is unfortunate. Barron County, Michigan, you have judges who are members of the Klans, not one or two. I'm saying 95% of them are actual members of the Klans. You have prosecutors who sitting over there that are members of the Klans. See, but the Klans don't scare me. These racist judges, they don't scare me. These racist prosecutors, they don't scare me. And let me say this. At one time, we have fought to clean up the court-appointed attorneys. We fought hard to get that realigned, and we were successful at it. But now it's back to normal. It's back to what it was before. These people are sending people to prison for any reason. Marijuana is legal now. But there was a time, it was one joint in the car, and five people was in the car. All five of them would be charged with possession of a narcotic. That's how they do. Let's say if it's one gun found in the car, and it's five people in the car, all five people get charged with the gun. And what they do, they try to get them all to plead guilty to possession of the gun. If it's one gun, it can't be owned by five people. You see? But we so naive, we let them talk us into doing things that we know ain't right. Why would anybody plead guilty to possession of a weapon knowing it is not his weapon? One gun, five people, all five people get charged with possession of a firearm. Only in America. And many of you think this is all right. But let me talk about Charles Bartley and Shaquille O'Neal for a second. Those are two of the biggest coons in this whole country. See, I stopped watching Charles Barkley a long time ago because I knew he was a coon. I knew that. And Shaq too. Shaq Coon too. He want to be a police officer so bad he don't know what to do. He paid to become a police officer. I don't know why, but he did that. They made the statement just recently. I didn't hear it, but it was all over the news that Breonna Taylor murder was justified. Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal. Amazing. Amazing. Who would sit down and listen to someone who talk like that? Who make a statement like that? Who would? They was going around saying, now that the cop was shot by another cop in his leg. And they have the information, but they did not want the public to know about it. You see, black folks, get your head together. Stop all this nonsense that you're doing. This is the reason why we're in this position today. It's people like Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal and that coon down there in Kentucky. Oh, by the way, he's married to Miss McConnell's niece. So I don't know whether they influenced this decision, but it was the stupidest thing I ever heard people say. But we are so busy trying to be these people friends, they don't want to be your friend. If they can't get nothing out of you, they ain't going to mess with you. They're not going to even be around you. Amazing. And we have the same problem here in the city of Benton Harbor, a small community. We got a mayor here, Marcus Muhammad, a stone coon. Who would believe this? We're dealing in times that we're trying to get them right. We're 50 million strong. We're being treated like there's only about 5 or 10 of us. You know, and I'm that guy who don't condone violence. But I tell you one thing, something got to give. And I wish that everybody can arm themselves. Even some of these idiots out here. I wish every single person can have a firearm. Because I believe hell is going to break loose pretty soon. It is time that we move to a whole different level. We can no longer stand pat and allow these people to continue to do what they do. There's a million Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal around here. There's a million of them. There are many attorney generals like the guy from Kentucky. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Cameron, I think his name is. But they go out and do not take care of their own community, and then they complain. And then he was mad. Charles Barkley was mad because Kenny, the Jack, and I got, he's more intelligent than both of them put together. Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley. Those are two dummies. But Kenny, he's smart, he's brilliant, and he walked off the set. Charles Barkley told the news media he should have told him. Why did he have to tell you? Why would he want to tell you? I wouldn't have told you nothing either, fathead. But we got to stop watching that TNT. You don't want to hear what he got to say, no way. But listen to this. It is time that we move to a different level. If we don't start showing up and showing out, showing what we're capable of doing, this mess is going to continue. I mean, you almost have to get on your knees and beg the police officers not to kill you now. Because they know it's going to be justifiable homicide. And this Blake, they shot him in the back. He thought that he was going to kidnap his this girl, his own children. Man, and they're going to buy it. They're going to buy it. See, white folks believe white folks. They listen to all these white lies, you see. Nothing but lies. And that's all they know. It amazed me to hear people sit here and say stuff like that. And they're going to get away with it. So, it's up to you. You know, you're going to have to make a decision pretty soon because they'll pull you over for anything. They'll claim that your taillight was out knowing it wasn't out. They'll lie. They'll cheat. They'll steal. And you know they will kill. This is what they do. So we are going to have to get smarter. You see, arm yourself. Be ready for them. And give them a taste of their own medicine. They're like that. Give them a taste of their own medicine. Breonna Taylor, she did not deserve to die. And you got people like Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal. Oh, man, it's just so disgusting just even calling these guys' names, you know. I mean, I don't even see how we let them get away with it. And Charles been like this forever. He's been a Tom all his life. I shouldn't say a Tom. A Tom is a good thing. He's been a coon, let's put it that way. He's been a coon all his life. Man. Wow, I don't know what to tell you. But listen, let's talk a little bit more about Breonna. Let's see what we can do. I'm going to bring in my good friend from sunny California, the one and only Malak. Malak, are you there? Talk to me.
I'm here, brother. How you doing? How you doing? It's been a long time. All praise to the Most High.
It sounds so good to hear your voice, man. I tell you, man, it feels so good, man, because it's just so much that's going on, and people just don't get it. They don't. I mean, I don't get it. I don't see how a black person can become a sellout, and all the hell that we have went through. You see, I don't get it. My mind can't compute that. But, you know,
well,
it amazed me.
I'm going to start it off with this because I grew up in Compton. And so I seen it a lot. And it was with the police. And, you know, when I think I was like in the seventh grade, was walking home one day, the police pulled me, one of my friends over, and he was just calling us a nigger and patting us down, and then he tried to, when he was frisking me, he, you know, was trying to feel on me, you know what I'm saying? So I hit his hand, and then he was like, oh, you a tough guy, huh? So he went into the car and tried to plant some drugs on me, and I started screaming. I was like, hey, everybody help me, this dude trying to put something on me, right? And one of the neighbors came outside and saw him and said, I'm watching everything you're doing, so you bet not try that. And then so this guy had a vendetta against me the whole entire time trying to. And so every time he pulled somebody over, he would ask them, your name bet not be it, Malak, because your name Malak, where you going, right? So it's so many kids, you know what I'm saying, it's caught up in the system for not doing anything. And so with me going through that at a young age and understanding how the police was at a young age, my job out here in California is to educate the young people on how they're supposed to conduct themselves around the police and making sure that you don't put yourself in a situation. You can jump in one car with your friends and you don't know what they got in the car. They get pulled over, and just like you said, everybody going to jail. Now,
everybody.
Back to how all of this stuff is really happening, and we're going to talk about just the world in general of how they have the power to bring our people down and use our people to do it. Like, because you're just bringing out a couple of people Shaq and who else you said? And Barkley,
Charles,
right?
Barkley.
How do they get the power to bring us down like that with our own people? Now, what they do is they have these different organizations. This is going to shock a lot of people on your call because a lot of you guys probably had partaken in it. So we go to college, we get an education. The first thing that they do is they introduce us to the Greek fraternities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we don't realize, Greek fraternities have us worshiping Greek gods, right? So when you're going through this hazing and all of this stuff, they're hazing you to only love your brothers and sisters that's in that frat. They don't want you to love your brothers that look like you, period. If you're not a part of the frat, then you're not going to have the same love that you're going to have for your frat. And the reason why they do that is because they know if we have the education and we have the drive, we can start a revolution, right? So just imagine all of these young black people going to college, getting an education, and then they say, you know what? We're going to come together and we're going to start doing this for our people. They make sure that that don't happen through fraternities, through groups. If they even thinking like that, they're going to tap you on the shoulder. And all of these groups go into different categories. It's different levels of the group. First, you got that. You got the NAACP. You got the Illuminati. It just keep going to different levels. And even in the entertainment industry, we have all these different groups to make sure that these celebrities, basketball players, football players, don't use their money to help the people.
You're right.
They get permission to do that.
Right. You know what? Because I can never figure out why that, you know, like here in Benton Harbor, we have Wilson Chandler. He's the pro. He opted out. He didn't play with the Brooklyn Nets or whatever. And he make all the money. What he wanted to do was open up a marijuana shop. You know, and I said, well, my thing is, why don't we open up grocery stores, gas stations, medical centers? Why don't we do that? And then you write it off, which is a no-brainer. But they don't, you know what they tell them? Don't do that. Don't invest your money in the ghetto. You're going to end up broke. And that's what they tell them, and they fall for that okey-doke.
Yeah, so like a football player going into the league, right? They gonna tell him that he gonna get $5 million, right?
Uh-huh.
But the $5 million is spread out over years, so they basically spoon feeding him the money, right?
Right.
And if he start using that money for anything, because they monitor everything that he do. If they see that you trying to use your money to lift your people up, sudden you're going to get cut from the team. So all of this stuff is set up for our own people to come against us. And so that's what we're going through right now. Now, then we got to go back to the Bible because the Bible tells it all, you know, like, because we have to go all the way back and see why us as a people are so hated from every nation on the earth. What did we do to them for them to treat us like this, right? Even to this day, we still screaming, we want to be equal. Can you look at us as human beings? In the Constitution, we not even considered a human being. We supposed to be what, three-fifths of a human?
Of a human being, right? Three-fifths.
Right?
Is
that what's that, the 14th Amendment? Something
and,
like that?
And look.
Right?
And look, even today they talk about how could you be three-fifths of a human being? How naive can people be?
But the thing about it is, in the court system, right, they're pulling that card. I know judges and I know lawyers. They are pulling that card, and this is how they're getting off. Like, I shot that person, but that person ain't even a human.
Right.
Three-fifths of a human, you know? So if that's in the Constitution, you got to let him go. This is what they're not showing you, why this person is getting let go. Because they don't care. And with us going around saying that our last name is Jock, Jackson, Johnson, Smith, all of this stuff, and we still carrying on these last names that we got from slavery, we become straw men. Now we're getting kind of deep. Now, a straw man is a fictitious person that doesn't exist, right?
Mm.
We're the only
right.
people in America without a nationality. Claim a nationality, you don't have a nationality, anything. African American means nothing. Black means nothing. That is not a nationality. That's a description.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
And oh, absolutely.
We can't claim America because America don't want us. They don't want us here. You know what I'm saying?
They don't need us.
They don't need us. Now, one big thing that just popped out with the Hebrews, right? We just got some evidence that this was like a big old piece of the puzzle of the history of our people that was never found, but it has now just came out. How we was all in Spain, and we was in Spain and where else, Elder?
Spain and Portugal.
We was in Spain and Portugal, right?
Mm-hmm,
and this was before slavery. Queen of that time knew that we was Hebrew Israelites, and it was documented that we was the Negro Jews. They wanted us to convert to Christianity, and we wouldn't do it. And so she told us, either you're going to do it or you're going to die or you have to leave this place, right? So in the history, this is documented history, it was thousands of Negroes that was called Jews that migrated from Spain and Portugal into Africa called Negroland, right? So that's how we got to Negroland. We only stayed there for 10 years, and then the Queen and the King of England wrote out another document saying that they wanted to get us, imprison us, in chains, take everything that they have. This is documented, and this is what started the transatlantic slave trade. So they know who we are, right? And this is why we get treated the way we're getting treated, because we don't know who we are. But when you understand who you are, your authority that you have with God, the Most High God, what he gives you, the authority you're supposed to be walking in, that's when everything going to start changing. We out here in California, we changing gangbangers on a daily. People stop smoking cigarettes, weed, all of that. We get all of that out of the system because we know that the body is the temple of the Most High, right? And so without us keeping any commandments, being the people that we are, we fall under the curses. This is why we live in like this, but we are so close for the Most High to come back and redeem our people, because we got to remember who we were, just like in Egypt. When Moses had to go in there, like, look, y'all got to follow what I'm telling y'all, because the Most High God is about to get, he about to free us out of this captivity, right? Then we was in Babylon. Jeremiah, Isaiah was preaching like crazy. Y'all better get ready, because the Most High about to free us out of captivity. We got to do the same thing right now, because it's about to be some extraordinary things that we're about to see from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to free his people out of here, right? So I'm going to bring out two scriptures, right?
Now, okay, bring them on.
All right, so the first scripture we're going to bring out is Deuteronomy 28 and 66.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 66. And your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you shall fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of your life.
All right, so he said, day after day, you're going to be in fear. Like, how we feel right now with the police coming against us. Like, when the police pull me over now, boy, I'll be like, dang. Like, am I going to make it? Hey,
look, hey,
Milan,
I do not have a gun. I have no weapons. I have no nothing. I am reaching for my driving license only, okay? And make sure you have your camera. But the hey, but look, the camera don't mean nothing no more now. They can shoot you with the camera and everything else and be justifiable homicide.
Yeah, you just gonna record your death. That's all you gonna do.
That's it.
All right.
What's up, brother? Yeah.
Oh, you keep going?
Hey,
okay, go ahead.
Okay. So verse 67 in Deuteronomy chapter 28. In the morning you shall say, would God it were even. And at evening you shall say, would God it were morning. For the fear of your heart, wherewith you shall fear, and for the sight of your eyes, which you shall see.
All right, so we was in slavery. Do you know that how horrible the things that we saw? And it's about, just like you said, Pastor Pickney, it's about to go down. It is about to go right back to that. And this is why we're going to have to get saved. It's going to have to be a superpower from heaven to come and save us, because we right in the midst of our enemy. Keep going.
Yeah.
And the Most High shall bring you into Egypt again with ships.
So he's bring us into Egypt, the word Egypt being bondage. So you're going to come into bondage again with what?
With ships.
With ships. We came over here in ships, my black people. Go ahead.
By the way whereof I spoke to you, you shall see it no more again.
This is our last captivity. Go ahead.
And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.
So we're going to be sold as male and female slaves off the ships. And when it say no man shall buy you, that word buy means save or redeem you. Can't nobody save us out of this. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, nobody. Nobody can save us out of this punishment that we're in, right? Go to Zechariah 11 and 5.
Zechariah chapter 11. Whose possessor slay them and hold themselves not guilty.
All right, here we go. This is police brutality right here. He said our oppressor slay us, right? We go to court, try to fight for them, and they found not guilty. Go ahead.
And they that sell them say, blessed be the Most High, for I am rich. And their own shepherds pity them not.
And their own people. This is what it's saying, is that our own people don't even care about what they're doing to us no more. You know what I'm saying? Like the major people that have the keys to actually do something about it, they don't even care.
Don't even care. Wow.
And this is why it's like we got soldiers like Pastor Pygmy out here going hard. And like I said, you know, I've been around you a lot. I didn't march with you. I didn't been in the court system with you. And I know that you are a soldier for your people. You ready to do whatever it takes. You ready to die, get in prison. You don't care. And that's why the Most High is with you, brother. And I salute you for the work that you do for the people. You know what I mean? But
absolutely appreciate that.
The only thing is we just got to just know who we are. And when we got to call on our God, we can't call on no other gods no more. We got to call on our God. And we got to walk the way he's telling us to walk. Like right now, we're going into the Day of Atonement tonight. But a lot of people that go to church, they don't even know anything about Day of Atonement. But this is something that the Most High God commands us to do once a year. Atone for all your sins and fast for 24 hours. on the same day. So we going into this right now, and all of this stuff is rehearsals, right? We about to go into Tents of Tabernacles, where we're supposed to sleep in our tent for 7 days, right? And a lot of people don't know about that. But this is what we, as a people, we got to get back what they have taken from us. And we can't allow the enemy to rule over us no more. The only way he's ruling over us is because we don't know. But the Most High said our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they reject it. Not because the knowledge isn't here, it's because it's getting rejected. And so now little young bucks like me, and let's just say a pastor, he been in the church, he about 75 years old, he think he know everything, right? But 20 years ago, they ain't even had no computers. 20 years ago, they ain't even had cell phones. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Much
yeah.
more knowledge that has increased since then, right? So the Most High is using all of this information to come out now, and now we got everything. We go all the way back to the Hebrew. We go back to the Paleo. We go back to the pictograph, meaning we can see the Bible written in pictures to prove everything that we're saying, right? They couldn't do that back then. But you got Houston up here with all this pride. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. You don't know what you're talking about because you didn't have the information. Humble yourself, brother. Humble yourself. You got a whole flock of people following you right now. Sit down and listen, because the Most High is increasing the information every time. Every time the information is growing. You see what I'm saying? And we get stronger. And we getting stronger. So they got to humble themselves. They got to humble themselves. But these different organizations that they setting up for our people that got money or knowledge, they making sure that we don't do certain things. And this is what we got to come out of. And we got to understand when we move and we grow together, we can do anything. There's nothing that we can't do if we come together. But we got to get self-sufficient. We got to get self-sufficient on everything. We got to have our own schools. We got to have our own gas station. We got to have our own grocery store. You know, it has to happen. But just the people in Benton Harbor, I know it because I've been there. And it seems like a person that's outside looking in, it's a lot of potential there, right?
Yeah.
You can see how all them people to come together real easy, because there's not that many of them, and they can really make power moves. And Pastor Pinckney has the power to do it, right? And you can see how a lot of those white people is real evil towards them, right? But if they came together and shut everything, like, you know what, we ain't buying this no more. We ain't buying that no more from you. We're going to create our own businesses. Matter of fact, we all like this product. Who can get this product, and then we buy it from you instead of going over there? That's how easy it is. Even the drug dealers, you know, I was over there talking to everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to stop them from doing what they're doing. They just need another opportunity. You know what I'm saying? But they don't. They just don't feel like there's nothing else they can do to make the money that they want to make. But if the opportunity was there, the drugs would be gone. Because they get the white, you best believe it's white people giving them drugs and out there. They not hooked up with the Colombians or anything.
No.
It's the white people making sure that they got them drugs in their pocket.
That's right, and spread it around the community so they can get their money. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you this. I know that you have been inside this Barron County Courthouse and deal with these people. Is the court system like this all over the country, or is Benton Harbor, Barron County, are they exceptional? Because what I have discovered is that most places I go, every time I go out of town to go somewhere, I always like to go court watch. And I know there's something that police officers, they don't mind lying. You see, they would lie in a minute. Here, that's what got me interested in actually court watching, because I could not believe these people lying like this and everybody saying it's okay. But now I see it. You know, it had come to pass. But do you think for a second this all over the country or just or do Ben Harper have a lock on this land, these land police officers?
But you know what, though? I'm glad you asked that question because when I saw it, right, I started doing court. I went to a couple of court watchings out here in L.A., right? And it was the same thing, but it was more discreet out here. They hide it more. But out there, they were just like, no. Like, you could just see the racism. I think when I was with you, right, it was a brother who – he was on probation, and he lived in a different state, and he couldn't make it to one of the meetings that he had, and they ended up giving him 10 years in jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right after that, it was a white boy who was breaking in people's houses and stuff, and he skipped his probation. They had to go catch him. They went ahead and let him go free and say it don't do it no more and expunge his record.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The other dude,
you're talking about
Barron
County
didn't
now.
He didn't even have anything where he was breaking into people's houses or anything. This dude was breaking into people's houses, and he ran, didn't want to do his probation, but he let him go and expunge his record and told him, don't do this no more. I'm going to give you a chance today, right? So I see that out here too, but it's just how it's harder to see because it's so many people. You see what I'm saying? They just can't
okay.
do it like they doing it out there, out here, because if we really saw it the way that it really is, we'd be up in an uproar. But would encourage every man that's listening to this show that you need to start doing court watching. I learned that from Pastor Pinckney. And you also can pay, what is it, $50 or $100 to get the whole court. They record the whole thing, and you can actually get the tapes
mm-hmm.
so you can take them home and watch them. And so
Absolutely.
We would come together. Yeah, we would come together and have people doing that all over the place. We'd keep them judges on their toes because when we walked in with paper, pen, and he looked like we was monitoring him, that's
mm-hmm.
why he gave that white boy the thing off. But he didn't realize he
mm-hmm.
was so racist. He was so racist that he didn't understand that was racist. You just
no.
put this other dude in the jail for 10 years, but then you get this dude, he got his record expunged. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? It was just wild.
That's what they do, Malak. That's exactly what they do. You know what? I'm going to tell you what this quick story, and then I got to bring on my next guest. But this is important. I was in the courtroom, and this young kid, he went out and beat his stepdad to death. He told everybody that I'm going in the house, and I'm going in the house, and I'm going to beat my stepdaddy to death. And he's asleep, so I'm going to get him, and I'm not going to stop beating him until he's dead. And he went in there and beat the kid to death. He was only 16. He went in there. He was a big kid, a big rangy kid. And he went in there and beat his stepdad to death, beat him to death. And the judge told him, when it was time for him to be sentenced, prison will do you no good. He said, I'm going to give you probation for murder. You know, this is
wow.
premeditated murder. He told the kid, I'm going to, you know, prison will do you no good. You as a white person, it won't do you no good. And on the same day, the very next case, a black kid came up. He was 15 when it happened, but he turned 16 by the time he got ready for court. He hit this white guy over the head with a pipe, killed him. He didn't know he was going to die. He told him that he'd never been in trouble before in his life. He told him, you are a menace to society, and you should never, ever, ever be released from prison, and gave him life without the possibility of parole. The same day, nobody
wow.
in my whole community said a word but me. They didn't say, they said nothing. It gave him life without the possibility of ever, ever getting out again. And and they thought it was okay. Everybody thought that this was okay. He killed somebody. Yeah, but the white boy killed somebody too. What makes him get probation and this guy get life without the possibility of parole? I see a problem with that. I see a problem with that. But black folks, see, one thing about my black brothers and sisters, I love them to death. But if it don't affect them directly, it's not their brother, their sister, their cousin, their husband, normally they don't care. They don't get out here. See, with Brianna going on with her, I like to see people out there in the streets doing something, trying to make some noise and get things done. But I look at this as an opportunity more than anything else. But look, I got to let you have the final word, but I just wanted to say that. Take 2 minutes out and tell us what you want us to know, because I got to bring in my next guest.
I would just like to say it's an honor being back on the show. It's always a great opportunity for us to come together and be able to speak about great things to educate our people, and I'm honored to be able to do it. And I just, you know, I just want to uplift Pastor Pinckney. I know he go hard. He's never going to stop, and I'm going to stand there with him as one of his soldiers so we can win this war for our people. And
absolutely.
So everybody listening, every man, every woman that's listening, we need men and women to come together, and we need to put plans together so we can have our people rise. And first, before we rise, we got to understand that our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that's what we need to be focused on and find out how to worship and praise Him only. And so,
amen.
All praise to the Most High for you having me on the show, and enjoy
it's
the rest
pleasure.
Of the show.
My pleasure. Give the family a big hug for me and a kiss, and you take care of yourself, and hey, let's talk soon.
All right.
That was my good friend, Malak. From sunny California, the one and only Malak himself. Now I got to bring in my good friend from Columbus, Ohio, the one and only Minister Ashay. He's an activist. He's a minister. He's a man of God, and I love him. And he's a hard worker. Minister Ashay, are you there? Talk to me.
Yes. Reverend Pinckney, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. I can hear you well, my brother. Talk to me. Tell me what's happening with you, first of all. Then let's talk a little bit about a little Brianna, because I think what really got under my skin was this Shaquille O'Neal and this Charles Barkley. That really, really affected me a lot. And not just the Attorney General. I kind of like know who he is. And now I kind of like know who Barkley and them is, too. But that kind of, that really, really took, it took a lot out of me. But let's talk about you. Tell us a little bit about you. Then I want you to discuss whatever you want to discuss.
First off, giving honor to the Most High, the Eternal One, in the Hebrew tongue, Yah-Vah. Yah meaning eternal, Vah meaning one. I salute you, Brother Pinckney, for all that you do. I'm here in Columbus, Ohio. I also want to salute Brother in California, Brother Malak, for his words. I am the official first Hebrew ambassador to the United Nations in New York City. I'm the first Hebrew Israelite ambassador ever. And I represent people in Tel Arad, Israel, and also some people in Dimona, Israel, and Hebrew Israelites scattered around the world. I'm also a Christian minister, Baptist, licensed and ordained from 1982 and 1983. So I have a well-rounded history. I'm also part Indian, Native American, part Cherokee and part Seminole Indian. And of course, like all of the quote-unquote black people in America, I'm part European because of the rapes of the white man. So the Lord gave me a word, Edenite, from the Garden of Eden, because the tribe of Adam, or Adam and Eve, Adam and Kava in the Hebrew, the tribe of Adam Out of them came all peoples, all colors. And after all peoples, the earth, even though I identify with my Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters around the world, and I identify with my Native American brothers and sisters around the world, and I identify with the oppressed African people around the world, because predominantly that, but mixture of all things, and so are most of the people in our communities. What has happened, as the brother was talking about in Deuteronomy 28, the time of the Gentiles, Jesus in English, Yahshua in Hebrew, he said that a lot of things will happen, all these things will happen until the time of the Gentiles, which is the whites, the Europeans in the New Testament, be fulfilled. In the New Testament, the Gentiles were the Romans and the Greeks, the Europeans, the whites. And he said the time, their time has to be fulfilled. What we're seeing now with this election coming up, we're seeing that their time is being fulfilled. And they're holding on to Donald Trump as their last vestige of white superiority. And we are working very hard to try to get the sister, Kamala Harris, whether you like her or not, and Joe Biden into the office. I'm out here working in their behalf because I'm trying to make sure that this sister gets to be the vice president. Now, that may seem unimportant to you, but that's historical, because that same black woman, that same brown-skinned woman, that same woman is the same woman that 140 years ago would have been working in some white man's kitchen being raped, her babies being sold off during chattel slavery. It wasn't that long ago. And even some years ago, back during the Rosa Parks days, she'd have been ironing the white people's clothes, sewing their clothes up, watching their babies. And now you're talking about a black woman being one heartbeat from the presidency of the United States, regardless of her inconsistencies in California and other places during the years, regardless of how she got into be the senator, it's a historical event, because if a black woman becomes president of the United States, then the time of the Gentiles indeed has been fulfilled. So that's important to understand that. The economics of it, I'm the founder of the Economic Rights Movement, and we are our own problem economically. We have all these billions, even trillions of dollars flowing through our hands, but we're playing the lottery. We're buying liquor, beer, cigarettes, marijuana, all kinds of illegal drugs, and we're wasting all of that money and spending it on frivolous things. The brother talked about the entertainers doing it. Well, the entertainers and the athletes and all of that. Well, what about the common people in our neighborhoods? So what we've done here in Columbus, the Community Organization for Abundant Life, we're pushing, number one, a boycott on the lottery. We want everybody to stop playing the Ohio lottery and stop playing the Mega Lottery and stop playing the Powerball. We're trying to get as many people to stop doing that and to save that money, and let's pool that lottery money that we would be wasting on the lottery, but the chances are one in hundreds of millions to hit it anyway. And let's take that money and pool that. Number two, we've been preaching in the churches for years, don't drink, don't smoke. People haven't been listening to us. People are spending during their lifetime of work, 20 years or so, millions of dollars on cigarettes, millions of dollars on beer and wine, millions of dollars on, in South Linden where I live, I estimated that we spend over $500 million every decade, over $500 million. This is just in one community here in Columbus, Ohio, South Linden. We spend $500 million every 10 years, $1 billion every 20 years on cigarettes, liquor, drugs, alcohol, and the lottery. $1 billion every 20. What if we take that money and pool that and buy some farmland, start some stores, do the educational piece, do the medical piece? We are our own worst enemies. And until we decide that we will economically unite and organize, it's going to continue to be the same way. So my number one sermon is to the people that I live with here in my community, is to let's organize ourselves and let's stop wasting our money and our precious time with all this frivolous, sinful, carnal nonsense. Once we start doing that, then we'll be ready to fulfill the part of Deuteronomy that says we have all the blessings. But you're not going to get all the blessings until you decide to stop the foolishness. And it's in our capacity to do that. The Most High has made a way. He's unloosed man upon himself, Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. He's loosed man. The fourth seal has been opened. He's loosed mankind upon himself. Thus you have the COVID-19 virus, which is killing people all over the world and has killed more people in the United States of America than anywhere else. So we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to do the right things and to organize, but we have to do that ourselves, because the Most High is not going to just come down on a cloud and prepare a new Jerusalem, New Jerusalem in English, and say, okay, here we are. Here I am. I'm going to fix everything. No, we have a responsibility to do something ourselves to prepare the bride, Revelation 19 and 7. We've got to be prepared. So we understand all the mess that goes on. I was in prison for 16 years. I did a life sentence, a statutory life sentence on a false charge in the state of Michigan. You know about that, Reverend Pinckney. I've marched with you in Benton Harbor.
Absolutely.
I've been with you, been to conferences in Gary. We've been to conferences together in Gary, Indiana. We've done all kinds of things together. Your wife and my wife, we've been places and done things that a lot of people just would not have done. So the whole idea is that we've got to organize ourselves in such a way as economically stop this madness. There's a white Jewish community here in Columbus. It's called Bexley, Ohio. Bexley is a landlocked suburb in the middle of Columbus. You can't get in or out of Bexley, Ohio without going through Columbus, Ohio. But Bexley does not have any police brutality. They have their own police. They have their own libraries. They have their own school system. These are the rich white Jews. Now, these rich white Jews do not get beat up by the police. Their kids do not get shot in the back. They don't serve no-knock warrants in Bexley, Ohio. They don't do any of that stuff because they know that if they do, they're going to be in a whole lot of trouble. The people in Bexley are rich, and they're organized, and they're tied in with a land base in Israel, which is an illegal settler state in the first place. Just like Australia, just like America, is an illegal settler state. But these people in Bexley are rich white Jews, and their kids don't get knocked in the head and taken to jail. They don't get shot in the back. Their women aren't shot in the bed like Breonna Taylor while they are asleep with no-knock warrants. Their people stick together. You're not going to find a Charles Barkley or Shaquille O'Neal white Jew that's going to put down some other white Jewish people that are doing the right thing. They're not going to do that. And that's because they're organized. That's because they know who they are, even though it's based on a myth. That's because they have money, and that's because they have a land base. And that's what we have to do. We've got to do all of those things, and we've got to stop just complaining and start doing. We can't depend on the athletes to do it. A few athletes are pretty good, like LeBron James. Has a school up at Akron, Ohio, kids at college. LeBron does a lot of good stuff. The Black Lives Matter, they've got that printed on the court and during the playoffs. I mean, they're doing a lot of things. They walked off the court. Kenny the Jet Smith walked off the set. So there are, you know,
I
you
like
can't,
that.
Right, you can't put everybody in the same boat. Everybody is not asleep. You know, everybody's not sleeping. A lot of organizations like Banco, your organization, Cole, my organization, I'm sure Brother Malott has an organization. A lot of people are doing a lot of good things. What we've got to do is link up together, link arms, and join together to fight this madness, because the Most High is doing his thing. He's doing his, her thing. He's doing his thing. He is got everything set up for us. Now what we've got to do is do our part. Stop complaining and start doing the right kind of things, organizing and unifying together. So that's basically my message right now, Reverend Pinckney. I love you to life. I don't love you to death. I love you to life. I change everything around. When I answer the phone, I don't say hello. I get tired of talking about hell. I say heaven's high. Heaven is high. Heaven's high. And that sounds like a small thing. I love you to life. Heaven's high. I change stuff around. When I play chess, I put the black man on the white man's side, and I move the black man before I move the white man. I mean, I can do that. And we can do that. All you got to do is just do it. Heaven's high. I love you to life. You know, hey, brother, stop smoking them cigarettes. Hey, sister, stop smoking. Save that money. Let's take and pool our monies. Let's stop playing this lottery. You know, it's so simple. A three-digit number, there's 100 chances, 000 to 100. That's 100 numbers. A 1,000 numbers, that are really 1,000 numbers that can be played. From 000 to 999, that's 1,000 numbers. If you hit the lottery for a dollar, they're going to pay you $500. So that's only half the odds. So the lottery is a jip in the first place. Same thing with the four-digit. The mega is multi-million to one. But people say, well, somebody always hits it. Yeah, but it hasn't been you. So, you know, the whole idea is save your money. Let's start a boycott, and let's start an economic program whereby we organize, we copyright our names, get rid of that straw man, take control of the straw man that the brother Malott was talking about. We've got to do a lot of that stuff. So I'm working on all those different projects, Reverend Pinckney. Donna Taylor case sickens me because they didn't charge the cop with murdering her. They charged the cop with shooting the bullets through the house into the white people's houses next door. You know,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They didn't charge him with the murder. Charge him with the murder of the woman, the sister. They're gonna charge him with shooting through the house, reckless endangerment. And that just sickens me. And then you have the coon, as you call him. You know, this unconscious man. There's a whole bunch of these quote unquote Trump Republicans, and I've severed my ties with all of the Trump Republicans that I know that are quote unquote black, African American, Afro Americans, whatever they call themselves. I've severed all my ties with them, the ones that are in the NAACP, the ones that are running these organizations around here in Ohio, Franklin County and Columbus, and around the country. I've severed my ties with these black Trump Republicans because these people are insane. They are insane. How are you going to unite with a person who says that there are good people in the Klan? In Cedartown, Georgia, back when I was a little boy, the Klan was still lynching people every 30 days, somebody would get lynched or killed. Back during my mother's and grandmother's days, they were hanging people every week, just for an example. And you're going to tell me there are good people in the Klan, the President of the United States, and then you're going to tell a black person is going to say, well, I'm a Trump Republican? Well, guess what? You're no friend of mine. And we've got to start making that statement. We got to vote these people out. Voting is coming up very soon. I know my time is short. I've talked a lot, but we got to vote these people out. We got to organize and use the vote. Know what the vote is supposed to produce. And once we vote and get these people in office, we got to hold their feet to the fire. So basically, at this point, we got to get out and vote. We've got to organize economically. We've got to realize who we are and start standing up and walking in the power of the Most High. If you want to find more about me, go to YouTube and type in my name, Kujanga Ashe, or type in the words, The Economic Rights Movement, and all my videos will come up. And you'll see me at the United Nations in New York City doing what I have been called to do. YouTube, you can go on Facebook. We have a group called The Economic Rights Movement. So you can find me. I'm a known quantity. Pray that somebody hears what we're saying, and I'm praying for the family of Breonna Taylor and everybody in Louisville. I hope they vote Mitch McConnell the hell out of the Senate because he has been empowering Donald Trump. I hope they vote out Trump. I hope they vote out Mitch McConnell and all the rest of those racist, narcissistic, demon-filled people. These people are filled with demons. These people are quote-unquote devils. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to call us. He said they were devils. So I can see that. But I'm not going to take up more of your time, Reverend Pinckney. Make sure that you tell people to get out and vote and that they get out and put in people that they can work with and not these Trump Republican people and say what they mean what they say. So I want to thank you for my time, Reverend Pinckney.
All right. And thank you so much for coming on because, hey, I want you to know, I love you, and I want you to take care of yourself, and let's talk soon.
Yes, sir. Love you to life, Reverend Pinckney.
All right, then. Take care of yourself. All right. That was my good friend, Lachey. I'm going to bring in Amy. Amy from beautiful California, where the smoke has clouded the sky. Amy, are you there? Talk to me. Amy.
How you doing, Reverend Pinckney?
I'm doing great, Amy. How about yourself?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah,
Amy.
I can hear you now.
All right.
Yes.
Well, talk to me.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Just talk.
Okay, yes. Well, a lot is going on this week. And what had happened this week, I had started to map some things together. And I talked to two city officials, and we and some other targeted individuals had established a task force. And what the task force is going to do, we're going to go out and arrest criminals. And what I did was, I did a people search on my attacker, and I'm encouraging every targeted individual, if you know who is actually targeting you, do a people search on them. You will be surprised what public records will come up. What I discovered was the perpetrator is attacking me. He had licensed a trademark device with a license number that said it was a scientific electric apparatus that he had licensed. Now, what I'm going to do with that is show that, do the research of the actual manufacturer, because you just can't just say, okay, I got this piece of paper, because people will play you out of court because they don't want this coming out. They don't want people to know about this mind control is real and that they are triangulating a 5G and turning the cell phone towers high as they can turn them strength meters up. And when you think you just own a hot cell phone, that cell phone is sending a signal to you if you know it or not. My job is not to make you believe it. My job is to educate you. Now, what I want everyone to know, anybody can turn wicked where they want to operate these weapons. What you have, I don't know, but I haven't heard too many targeted individuals describe this technology as a group of people have gotten their hands on something that others don't have their hands on. And that's why that group of people don't want to tell. And the people get on these phones, on this conference call, on your conference line, and your warrior line, and your spiritual line, Reverend Pinckney, and your line that you distribute your information to the awakened, conscious-minded people, you bring them to your show. And those who want to learn, they come too. Those who don't, those who play in the game, they won't come to your show unless they are a part of the infiltration, because either you're a problem or you're a solution. So what am I saying to you all? I'm going to break it down what this weapon basically is. Why don't nobody want to tell on it that know about it? Now, who you all talking about, y'all got problems with. Them the people don't want to tell nobody about the weapon. Now, let me tell you what the weapon primarily is related to or the concept of the weapon is. It's simply one thing. It's a weapon, like if you went to the tree of life and bit off the fruit and your eyes became open to something it was never opened up before to. And you ask a targeted individual what that is. Somebody opening up your mind and knowing what you know. That's why nobody in the congressional members, in the White House, the senators, the judges, the people at the Pentagon, the people overseas, around the world, our government, because they know how to read everybody's mind. And so the people y'all keep thinking just them targeting individuals, y'all making a great mistake. Each and every one of you thinking you're not targeted. Because what makes your minds exist from our minds? That's why we have a problem with you all. And we just, I'm going to just be straight up. A lot of people don't have the heart I have to say how I feel. And don't worry and fear about consequences. That's why these people have my body looking like it do, skin and bone. You tell them, cost you to tell the truth. But that's okay, because I'm going to tell the truth. These people reading our minds, they manipulating our lives. We wonder why they're shutting the government down, because they know the targeted individuals is not playing with them. They know that you all are targeted too, because you have brain waves. You have cognitive ability. Your brain waves in an electrical order. You think like we do. You speak like we do. But you have your own unique blueprint to your own reality. So if you think why they didn't attack you and why us, I'm going to tell you why. Because we are this little group of, we just those children that everybody can relate to. You know how you tell a child to go play and they keep coming back, want to be, you thought was being nosy? It wasn't about the child being nosy. It was about the child was so curious about life. The child wants to know what the grown people are doing that seems so interesting that they were going to eventually grow up to learn themselves. So we were those unique little curious children that you all were. And that's what's the difference in us being targeted than you all. So what we say to you all, wake up, although your mind can be read, listen to targeted individuals, and then you be having the weird thoughts, or you angry all the time. Let me tell you something about that anger and them thoughts. Some of them thoughts and some of them angers you have, the CIA can turn into you and cause you to be angry. It is called voice of soul. But you think that those people on the Reverend Pinkney show, they're the only people it can happen to. Well, think it over, because you all can be attacked too. Why? Because they got us on one frequency. Let me tell you what that frequency is. The corona. Everybody's doing one thing
there you
on
go.
One frequency all over the world.
Amen.
Everybody got
Listen.
A mask on. Everybody's targeting individual. Thank you for allowing me to share that information. I'm just glad that I broke it down with you and do your homework. Know your brain is an electrical organ, and you have a signal, and the CIA can pick it up too, because we all have our own personal address to our body. Thank you.
Amen. All right, that was really good. But we're gonna close with people. I want everybody to do your research. I would like for everybody to boycott the TNT. I don't want to hear nothing that Charles Barkley has to say or Shaquille O'Neal. I don't want to never hear nothing they have to say. I think we should boycott them. Charles been making these statements for years and getting away with it, and everybody keep giving him a free pass because they just think he's stupid. He is stupid, but people keep giving him a free pass on all the statements he makes. But my man is Kenny the Jet. I love him. I love what he did. I know, you know, Charles Barkley called himself getting mad at him. Charles Barkley ain't nobody, you know. But he wants Kenny to bow down to him, but Kenny is a little bit different. He's more with us than Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley is with them. He's with the enemy. I wouldn't be surprised if he voted for Trump or something like that. And here's another thing. All you people out there who Trump supporters, take a good look at yourself in the mirror. I consider you a racist if you vote for Donald Trump. Anybody who vote for Donald Trump is a racist. I don't care who they are. Because I know that I know his temperament, I know his thing, but we must continue to do what we have to do. But listen, on this note, we have just ran out of time. And next week, same time, same station. Talk to you all soon.